Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We're discussing Kiddush, and more specifically, in the previous shiur, we presented the famous chakira of whether Kiddush makom suuda is din in Kiddush, that Kiddush needs a suuda, or is it din in the suuda that the suuda needs Kiddush. So we proved from the Rif, and it seems also the Rush, that it's a din in Kiddush, that in order to be machshiv the Kiddush, make the Kiddush more chashiv, you need to have a su'uda with it. We saw in the Rashbam two reasons given. L'chora, each of the two reasons reflect one of the sides of this chakira. And now we will continue onwards. B'siyata d'shmaya b'tzos Hashem darkenu. Again, based on the Torah, on a share given by Hagaon Rav Ari Av Ozer 5 years ago. There's a machlokas rishonim in Pesachim Kuf Aleph about the minhag that's brought in the Gemara to be makadish on Lel Shabbos and Shul because of the orchim, because of the guests. There are those who hold that you're makadish even if the orchim are not eating there. The Rush argues and says, "Ein kiddush, ela b'makom su'uda is mashma," that it's not kiddush at all when it's not b'makom su'uda. And if you make the bracha when there are no orchim, it is a bracha levatala. So according to some, you're mekadesh even if there are no orchim there. And the Rush argues and he holds, no. Ein kiddush klal, when it's not b'makom su'uda. If you make the bracha without orchim eating there, it's considered a bracha levatala. And in the tshuvas mishkenes yankif, in Simon Kuvav, he's miyashev the minhag, that we make kiddush even if the orchim are not there, because he says that there are two takanos. There's a takanos kiddush aliyayin la'atzma, and then there is a takanos b'makom su'uda la'atzma. So the takanos kiddush aliyayin la'atzma you were fulfilled here, so it doesn't have to be b'makom su'uda. Proves this from the Gemara, that the Gemara equates Kiddush and Havdalah, just like Kiddush, even though you're Makadish in davening, you're also Makadish on Lakoz. So to Havdalah, even though you say Havdalah in davening, you're also saying Havdalah in the Koz. L'chor, what's the Raya? Maybe you require Kiddush Makom Suda, therefore you have to make the Kiddush on the Koz. What does that have to do with Havdalah? Why would you have to make Havdalah Lekos if you already made it in davening? So it's muchach from the Tzushtal of the Gemara that it is a takana kvua, the kadesh ala kos, even if there's no suud at all. And we're merely going to equate Havdalah, there's a takana kvua to make Havdalah on a kos, in addition to making it in davening. Now, if it's a din medina ha-su'uda, that the su'uda has to be made ala kiddush, then the Rush's kasha is not a kasha. What does the Rush say? The Rush says, ain kiddush ela b'makom su'uda. Mashma, that there's no kiddush at all when it's not b'makom su'uda. So if it's a din in the su'uda, that the su'uda has to be on kiddush, what's the Rush's problem? Even though lechatchila, you have to be mekadesh samuch l'suuda. Even though lechatchila, you have to be mekadesh samuch l'suuda. That's the best way of doing it. That if it's a din medina su'uda, lechatchila you should be mekadesh samach l'su'uda. But somebody who doesn't know how to be mekadesh, so lekol apachos, he's going to be mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush, even without the su'uda. So it's very good to make the kiddush in shul. What's the Rush's problem? Make the kiddush in shul for those who don't know how to be mekadesh. And if they're not getting kiddush b'makom su'uda, but at least they're getting kiddush. And that's That's the way those Rishonim hold, who say that Yutaka can make Kiddush even without Orchim, or actually eating there. But the Rosh Lashitaso holds that it's Medinei HaKiddush. The Kiddush should be said on Yayin Chashev that comes in Makom HaSeuda. So he says, since it's a Din in Kiddush, if there's no Seuda, it's Ma'akev Kiddush. The Din in Kiddush, that Kiddush needs a Seuda. If it's in that Seuda needs Kiddush, so there's a separate Din Kiddush, and then there's Din the Seuda needs Kiddush. So the people in Shul who don't know how to make Kiddush, and Achinami, when they get home, they're going to have the Seuda without Kiddush. They're not going to be Yotze that. But at least they had Kiddush. But if you hold that it's a din in Kiddush, that Kiddush makom Seuda is a din in Kiddush, that Kiddush needs a Seuda, then there's absolutely no point in having Kiddush without a Seuda. What benefit is there? Kiddush needs a Seuda. And here there's no Seuda, so why make a Kiddush in Shul if there are no Orchim, if there are no guests, who are going to need a Seuda? So this would be a Raya that it's a din Medinei HaKiddush, like we saw that that's how the Rush holds in the previous shir. So there's an afkamina in this chakira. And that is somebody who cannot eat like a chola. Is he chayav or permitted to be mekadesh alayayin or not? If it's a din in Kiddush, that Kiddush requires a seuda, if he can't have a seuda, then he shouldn't make Kiddush. But if it's a din in the seuda, that a seuda requires Kiddush, so he's not eating the Seuda, but there's still an independent din of Kiddush. Kiddush Makom Seuda means that the Seuda requires Kiddush. But if you can have the Seuda, then at least make Kiddush. You Yotze Kiddush without a Seuda. So that's the Nafkamina in this Chakira. If you hold Kiddush Makom Seuda as a din in the Kiddush, that it needs a Seuda, if you're not going to have a Seuda, then forget Kiddush. And if it's a din in Seuda, and that if it's a din, and the Seuda, that the Seuda requires Kiddush, if you can't have a Seuda, but at least make Kiddush. And in fact, we have a Machlokas Rishonim, if we're rashis about this. In the Sefer Abatim, he brings both Deyas, brought in the Birka Yosef. The Meiri holds, if somebody's not planning to eat, he should be Mekadesh Shalom Mokam Seuda. But Das Rashi, the Meiri learns, you shouldn't be Mekadesh. V'chein uva michtum uva toises rida madurit yana kufa v'amin aleph. V'chein b'tshuvas hageonim. That lo yekadesh tshuvas hagonim lo tzergonim psachim daf kuf aleph. Okay, so now we see more insight into this chakira. We see that it's taka machlokes. Ki yotze bezeh nechleku harishonim. A person's going to someone else's house to be mekadesh, and he's not going to be eating there, and afterwards he's going to eat at home. B'makom seuda l'das harosh v'chein nakdu haposkim. He's not allowed to taste from the Yayin HaKiddush, because he's not being Yotze himself with his Kiddush, that he's Mekadesh for others, because he's not eating there. And others say that he is allowed to taste from this wine. So holds the Sar Mikutzi, brought in the Mordechi. So Itaka has to make Kiddush again afterwards, B'makom Seuda. But sof, now he was Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kiddush, and he's allowed to taste. So it would appear that this Taka is their Machlokas. The Rosh is L'shitaso, that Kiddush needs Seuda, and Kiddush that's not B'makom Seuda is nothing. It's a din in Kiddush that it has to be said B'makom Seuda. So if you're not having a Seuda, then don't taste from the Kiddush. You didn't do anything. You weren't Yotze. You were Motzi others. Even though you weren't Yotze, you're Motzi others, but you weren't Yotze yourself, and maybe you can't drink the wine. And the other opinion holds, no, it's a din in the Seuda, that the Seuda requires Kiddush, but you're still Yotze Kiddush. So Memela, here he had Kiddush, can drink, and then when he gets home, he should make Kiddush Makom Seuda. We also find the Rav Atarnai Gaon holds that Kiddush Bebeis HaKnesses Ba Mishum Refua. If there is a healing power in the Kiddush wine, we should all be Zochem Yitz Hashem, that this coming Friday night, that they're having the Shabbos project all over the world, that everyone who drinks from the Kiddush wine should have a full refua, and there are very few people who don't have something in their body that is not functioning in an ideal state. So even if a person's wearing glasses, so Taka, the Gemara says that when you look at the Kiddush wine, that it's good for the eyes. Akopanim, it should be a refuah for the anything a person needs, his seeing, his hearing, his digestive system, his heart, should be a refuah. Akopanim, Rabbi Tanai says that Kiddush bebeis hakneses ba mishum refuah sheyesh b'hatamaso. Since not everybody has wine at home, therefore you make Kiddush a shul, that everybody should taste from the wine for refuah. Zok the tour. It's not Kiddush, because it's not b'makom suuda, so what's the refuah? And not only that, they're not allowed to taste. So it's clear that it's the tour l'shitaso, that he's going b'das aviv harosh, that it's not considered Kiddush, because the Kiddush needs the suuda. If there's no suuda here, it's Kornish perfect. And Tarnayu holds that they can taste it, holds that it's a din in the suuda, and therefore, suuda requires Kiddush, but if it's not going to be a suuda, then you at least you can be yotzei Kiddush. For Kiddush's sake, the suuda is not b'seder, you have to have another Kiddush later with the suuda, but at least you yotzei your Kiddush, and therefore you can drink. Next, Das HaGeonim. Das HaGeonim, brought in the Torah Shulchan Aruch Reish Ayin Gimel Hay, that even if a person drinks a revius of Yayin, and some say an additional revius besides the Kiddush, what he drank to be Yotzei Kiddush, he's Yotzei de Kiddush b'makom Suuda. Just a revius of Yayin is enough to be considered Kiddush b'makom Suuda, and then he can eat his actual Suuda b'makom Acher. Other people argue, Ayin Sham, Mishnah Berurah and Reish Ayin Gimel. Let's see. If it's a din medine has su'uda, so bivadai, you're not makayim su'uda Shabbos b'yayin. Ubehechreach, we have to say that according to the Deya, that your yotzei b'shtiyas yayin idei chovas kiddush b'makom su'uda, it has to be a din in Kiddush. Kiddush has to be said in a place of yayin, and therefore he makes the Kiddush and then he drinks the yayin, he drinks revius or he drinks another revius, and that's enough to be machshiv the Kiddush. Drinking the wine is enough to be machshiv the Kiddush. But if the din in the suuda, that the suuda requires a Kiddush, so drinking a revius is not a suuda. No, Siri Charles. So that opinion holds that you want the Yotzei Kiddush Makom Suda, so get yourself some bread and maybe pass a Babi Kisnin. So it's Mehilchas Suda that you need a Kiddush, so therefore when you have a proper Suda, then you'll have together with it Kiddush, but it has to be a proper Suda. But according to the day that you Yotzei with wine, so then it's a din in Kiddush. And as far as Kiddush is concerned, you have to be machshiv the Kiddush with a su'uda, so there it doesn't have to actually be a su'uda. Even a revius of wine is enough. And it would appear that both are true. Both stadim of this chakira are true. It's a din in Kiddush that it has to be b'makom su'uda. Kiddush requires su'uda. And it's a din in the suuda that the suuda has to be b'makom Kiddush. How do we see this? The sheet of the Riaz, Shbishilte Giborim, Perak Arve Psachim, is that even Achilas Peros is considered makom suuda. Since Shabbos kovas achiloseh lekiddush, kishem shekovas lemaiser, shafilu achilas aroi nidones kesudas keva. That since Shabbos makes the achila kvua, makes it a choshev achila for kiddush, just like it's koveh lemaiser, that even when it comes to maiser, if you're only allowed to eat achilas aroi before maiser, but not on Shabbos, because Achilas Shabbos makes it into Keva. So to eating fruits on Shabbos makes it Makom Suda, that makes it a Keva. gives chashivas to the pears because it's Shabbos. And he writes lefi zeh l'inyan kiddush halayla. If a person wants to eat megadim, he wants to eat some treats. Bebayis echad, veikar suudaso bebayis acher, mekadesh b'makom she'ochel rishona, u'makom suudaso ashni yavarech ala kos hagafen. So what does he do? In one place he makes the kiddush, eats his fruits, then he goes to his another place, and then he can make a bray pri hagafen and eat his meal. But it doesn't seem to make sense. He was already makayim the din kiddush b'makom suuda, where he ate the megadim, where he ate the fruits in the first place. So what more does he need to make hagafen for in the second nub, where he's eating his ikar suuda? So it's mukhal that he holds that there's two dinim here. There's a din kiddush, there's a din kiddush, u'benosaf l'din kiddush, and this kiddush needs a suuda. So the first time when he ate this the megadim together with the kiddush, so he was yotze his kiddush. But there's also a din that his suuda should be on the wine. So therefore, to go home and have a suuda without wine is not good. So we tell them, have some more wine together with your suuda, because the suuda needs some wine. The suuda needs the suuda needs wine. Because that's machshiv, the suuda, that it comes together with wine. So therefore, when you go home, make sure you have both. Make sure you also have you have wine again. And then he adds there, and he writes, "Kemoshu osa b'suda sayom," just like he does during the day suuda. In other words, this shows that in the day, all you have is the din and the suuda. That the suuda requires wine. Bikover the suuda alayayin, and at night they're both dinim. It's din in the kiddush that the kiddush needs a suuda, and it's in that the suuda needs wine. Suuda needs a kiddush. Another proof is from the Ran in Shabbos Daf Tes Sukkah Lamed Ches, shebechol haMitzvos. If you started eating beheter, you don't have to stop. Afilu b'mitzvahs d'oraisa. Even in mitzvahs d'oraisa, if you're not allowed to eat, comes the time of the mitzvah, but you started eating beheter, you may continue. And he asks from Kiddush that if a person is sitting and eating mibod yom, and then it becomes Shabbos, so he spreads out the tablecloth and he makes kiddush. He just covers the challah and that's enough. So the kasha is, why is that? Let him just continue eating. Why does he have to be paris mapo makadesh? Let him just continue eating because he started beheter. So he answers that kiddush is different. Shebemakom seuda nitkan vehakiddush mitaken hasuuda. That seuda was established. Kiddush is there. Was decreed that it should be bemakom hasuuda, and the kiddush is mitaken the seuda. The kiddush fixes the suuda. The kiddush is there, the suuda. In other words, a din in the suuda, that the suuda needs the kiddush to fix it, to make it, to enhance the suuda. But we learned earlier in the previous shiur that binyan suudas chol, that if you're having the suuda beforehand, You can make Kiddush afterwards. So we see it's not a din in the Suda because it's B'chal Suda's Chol. So what are you making Kiddush? What's the point of making Kiddush afterwards? The answer is it's a din in Kiddush. So if it's a din in Kiddush, then how can the Ran say here it's a din in the Suda? There we said it's a din in Kiddush, and therefore as long as your Kiddush was on Shabbos, you're cool, even though the Suda was during Chol. But your Kiddush had a Suda before it, so that's good for your Kiddush. So the earlier the Ran says that it's a din in Kiddush, here the Ran says it's a din in Suda. So it must be that both dinim are true. In the Maaser Rav, brought in the Bira Halacha, it says that the Gra wouldn't be Makadish, even Kiddush Shel Yom, Ela B'Makom Su'uda Gemura. He wouldn't go for the, like we have in our Kiddushes, you know, you have some cookies, some cakes, some kugels, all the healthy food. And wine, the Gra, that didn't fly. What the Gra said to do was, to have what he was Makbi to do, was to have a Su'uda Gemura. So based on what we said earlier, there's room to be machmir, like all of those Rishonim, who hold that Su'udas Shabbos requires Kiddush b'makoma. And therefore, when you have your Su'uda Gemura, make your Kiddush. Drink some wine. However, we also said that if it's a din in the Su'uda, then there's a din of Kiddush and Makom Su'uda, that the Su'uda requires Kiddush, but then there's an also independent din of Kiddush without a Su'uda. So if you are Mekadesh B'Shabbos B'Boker, and you eat some mizonos, when you come home and you make Kiddush again, you're yotzei both shitas. But according to those who say that it's a din in Kiddush, that your Kiddush requires a su'uda, so then you're yotzei when you eat your mine targima, when you eat your mizonos at the Kiddush, as is the minhag ha'olam. And the das is so from that it's din in the su'uda, that the su'uda requires Kiddush, so that's talking about a real su'uda. So then you make Kiddush again at home. So you made Kiddush earlier to be yotze your din Kiddush. And now, according to the tzad, it's din in the su'uda, when you make Kiddush again at home, now you're being machshiv, the su'uda, with the Kiddush at home. So you covered both bases. And it doesn't matter that you made it earlier. Like we said, that there we proof in the Rishonim that both sides are true. So let's do both. Let's make in shul and have our mizonos in order to be mekayim the opinion that the suda is there for the Kiddush. The ikur is the Kiddush, and so you're yotze your Kiddush by having this mine targima, fruits or whatever it might be, or mizonos. And then when you get home, and in order to be Mekayim the Tzad, that it's a din in the Su'udah, so now you're having your Chash of Su'udah, and you start off with a Kiddush. So you should really do both. Not like the Chum of the Gra, that Ibechal wouldn't be Mekadesh unless he had a real Su'udah. According to what we're saying, there's a Tzad to make Kiddush even if you're not having a Su'udah. Because when we say Kiddush and Makom Su'udah, if it's a din in Kiddush, it's enough to have Mine Targima. The Riaz, who says Gam Achilas Peros is considered B'makom Su'uda. Shabbos is Kovei Achilasa, makes it Choshev. So Memela, you had your Kiddush, you had your fruits, it's considered Keva, And then, like the Riyaz says, you eat Megadim B'Bayis Echad, you made your Kiddush, and then you come home, and then you eat your Iker Suda, and then you have some wine with that. This way you're Mekayim the Kiddush. That Suda is L'tzorach the Kiddush when you have your fruits, and then you're Mekayim the Kiddush is L'tzorach Suda. When you have your actual Suda, you made Hagafens, you could do both. And the Maisa, not that I am an example for anybody, or anybody should ever follow me, but that's been my minhag for many years, that I make Kiddush. If I had Kiddush in Shul, I make Kiddush at home again, even if my wife already heard Kiddush, but and kids, but just because it's good to have the Kiddush together with the actual Suda. And there was a discussion, I think, in the Or Yisrael Torah Journal a number of years ago. They had a whole series of articles going back and forth of various Rabbanim expressing their variant opinions on whether one should in fact do so. But according to our Mahalach here, it is definitely Royu to make a Kiddush again at home, even if those at home were ready, I would say. Okay, so Baruch Hashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya, we have learned a lot more in this shir, a lot of Biki Yisodos and Inyanei Kiddush. And I have some good news for you, sweet friends. If God gives me life and Simchas Chaim and the financial means and the koach, then this is going to continue, because there is a whole lot more to say. B'li neder. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.